peace and blessings and manifestations for the third time, season one, episode three. It is 10:10 at night.
Amen.
And she talking about some damn good morning.
It's so much hate in here.
At this point, it's signature.
It is. It's literally my signature at work. It is. Ain't never right if I don't hit them with a good morning.
You have to copyright that.
You might be right. You just may be right.
Go ahead and copyright it. Get everything you need for that.
Sell a shirt. Oh, Lord. That sounds like a lot of work.
Put it on the shirt.
I'm not even that known.
What do I mean?
If I did put it on the shirt, I would use Sibkin Apparel by Thaddeus Hoffman. Is who I would use to make the shirts.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking. This is me thinking. Mm-hmm. I'd be throwing some thinking.
Okay.
When we decide to drop merch for the podcast, that's who we need to be through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Support a brother.
Support.
If you need some shirts, hoodies, really anything, he sell it all. You just contact Thaddeus Hoffman on Facebook, please. Sibkin Apparel. I believe he has a website, sibkinapparel.com. See if you like a few things.
On Instagram is Sibkin Apparel.
Yeah. Get your child a few things.
Spell it for him.
Join the family. Sibkin. Sibkin. I hope you know how to spell apparel. Because if not, you are somebody that should have been left behind. Okay? Damn, Bush.
Well, anyway, welcome back to Raw and Unfiltered, the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. Episode 3, season 1. Y'all been showing out with the support, and that's all I got to say.
I do appreciate it. I do want to say that y'all are amazing. As we know, like, stepping out and taking a chance on things can sometimes be a little difficult to get the courage to do so. And, of course, you would hope to always have the support. Some people do and some people don't. So, y'all are appreciated.
Very much so.
Very much so.
Very much so. Also, we appreciate the feedback because we have learned a new word. And that word is allegedly.
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 Unless it's in the courts proven. Unless it's in the courts proven.
Unless it's in the courts proven documentation that this is what was said and this is what would happen and this is fact.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, and then if it is in there, we're going to cite it from where we got it from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Outside of that, if we're just coming out the dome, we just going to allege it.
Nothing will be cited from what's them places? The shade room.
Neighborhood talk. Oh, okay. Hollywood Unlocked.
Yeah. If for the old hoes, media takeout, that's back in my day. That's back in my day.
TMZ.
Sometimes.
But they be on it.
Sometimes they do. They tend to report stuff a little too fast. And sometimes it can be wrong or it can be a little bit off. A little bit too soon. But sometimes they are worth
like
notating.
When they're reporting people deaths before even the family don't find out.
Yeah. Like that. I be wondering how they find that and who they paying and how can I get a job.
TMZ, if you're looking for somebody that need a job, right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, yeah, we got some stuff to talk about today. So, let's go ahead and start with our good segment. My God today.
We gonna kick it off with the hurricane. If you can donate, if you have the ability to, I do encourage people to donate to those affected by the hurricanes. If you've never experienced something as such, I know when we get towards the middle and upper Alabama, sometimes we experience things and sometimes we do not. But for those of us who are in the lower areas,
hurricane
season,
water.
Yes. Down by the water, hurricane season is, it's scary to say the least, because you never know. Much like life.
You never know.
But you never know.
I know, like, down there in the water where y'all at, but right there in that little pocket where I'm from, it's not most of the hurricanes we gotta worry about in that little pocket. It's tornadoes.
True enough. Them tornadoes be tearing some shit up.
Right there in that little area. We have back to back.
I think it was a tornado that hit Proffitt one time and tore the Walmart up. Mm-hmm. The Walmart and the Kmart they had tore it up.
Tornadoes that come through that area is terrible.
That's crazy.
It's like a little pocket area. But anyway, if you can donate, please, please donate. And then for you hoes that's out here talking about some FEMA ain't giving these people no money, let me tell you something. That budget was preset by our previous president.
By the previous jackass in power.
So y'all blaming Joe Biden and Kamala for stuff don't make logical sense.
And then two, when you are urged to evacuate, please do so. I know some people don't have the means. I really do understand. But sometimes, for the sake of things, I was someone who knows like to experience a piece of Katrina. As we know, Katrina mainly hit Louisiana. But it didn't really highlight Mississippi and Mobile a lot. But we were areas that were heavily affected by flooding. Some places were hit. I know where I was at my house, we ended up blocked in on both sides, one by an active light pole and another by a tree. So like when you're experiencing having to be rescued because you've been waiting for days without food, without water, without power, that is an experience you don't wish on your worst enemy. Because you don't know who's sick, who may need something, who may go into shock, who may get injured, who might be pregnant. Like, all these things can take place. Mm-hmm. And so, you don't want to find yourself trapped somewhere and stuck wondering whether someone may or may not be able to come and get you. Again, understanding that people don't always have the means to evacuate. But if you do, even if you don't, sometimes... like, get up and get out, please. Or get to wherever they're telling you to go to for help. Go to that shelter. I know people are scared of that, which takes us into the things. One thing I do like that Florida did was anybody who was on the sex offenders list, you had to report to a jail cell, not in the shelter.
Can't be that.
Yeah.
Because it's cheering around there.
Children and women. And that was one thing that took place in Louisiana for Katrina. Those people in the shelter, you were just in there with anybody. Oh. People were being robbed. People were being raped. Some people went missing for small amounts of time. Like, things took place in those shelters that were just horrifying. And nobody was trying to do anything about it.
Did they really care?
Right.
Did they care?
Right. So... I do appreciate Florida for doing that because you don't see that a lot. You don't hear that a lot. And it's not to accuse those people, but it is a precaution. Something that is very important to take, especially when you're dealing with children, women and children. There are some shelters who don't allow men in for that reason. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that was something very good they did.
Yeah, it was something.
I personally think so.
I can say, yeah. It's most definitely something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're protecting everyone and thinking about others, even though you're having this situation come through.
Right.
Even though. And also, when we're talking about hurricanes, yes, we're talking about Florida not right now, but we're not going to forget what happened with Hurricane Helene up in Asheville, the North Carolina area. They're still trying to get their life back together. There's still people buried. Like, if you can send funds and help, please do.
I hate it. If you work in the medical profession and you can volunteer, or sometimes like through some websites, they sometimes send you on assignment there. That's something my mom did when we got out, and my mom got us to my great grandmother's house. My mom immediately went to go help. My mom can't even swim, y'all. She
went out there.
Went out there and helped. She was out there, I think, for like 2 or 3 days.
But you know, that's some good money.
And they did pay well.
They do pay well. Hurricane cleanup is good money too. If you want to do hurricane cleanup, they do pay you well for hurricane cleanup.
Absolutely. Somebody got to do it.
You can make 3 bands in 1 week. You ain't know that?
I'm off Sunday to Wednesday. I get back Wednesday night. You know, rest Thursday morning.
And who was Sister? That's crazy. But you're not wrong. But which mayor was that before it had dropped down categories? It was like, if you stay here, you will die. Who mayor was that? Was that Tampa's?
It was Tampa. I support her. Because she told them, right, She told them exactly right. If you stay here, you would die. And we not coming back for you.
And we not.
We not doing that.
Because we told you, if you had the ability to go,
yeah,
get the fuck.
Right. And do understand that when people are coming out there to rescue, they are also putting their lives in danger. The gators be at.
Nah, because that, right, that is, no, it's not close to Alligator Alley. It's not, but the gators do be at.
The gators be at. They get swept right into the city. They could be outside your door.
Carly, true.
Somebody, I think, came back into the house. A gator was in the house.
That's not about right. That's what it better happen when a python.
That.
A ball went at that.
My God. Mm. I would just, you can take me out of pet. My God. A python?
Just limped over.
I'd have just fell on over. What you gonna do?
Well, they're not poisonous. You can kill it. Sometimes, if it bites you, you'll be fine.
Sometimes I get tired of fighting. I get tired of being God's
But don't let it
soldier.
Squeeze you.
See what I mean? Boom, right there. Now we're not trying to choke each other out. I don't have time for that.
You got a point. See? You got a point. And them lizards.
Yes.
And them lizards.
Yes.
But, you know, and when after, because you people down there in Florida is fucking crazy. After they did everything and started sending gas back down there, the gas trucks needed police escorts to go to the gas stations because they was bombarding the gas trucks. And that's not alleged. I saw that.
They need the gas.
Well, what you run up on them folks like that?
Listen.
They can't give it to your truck.
Who can?
How you gonna get it out the hose? That's a big ass hose.
Crank that motherfucker. Oh, let me tell you something. As somebody, again, who had to wait, let me tell you something. We spent 5 hours. 5 hours trying to get gas in a line waiting. There was one gas station by my house. One. There were 5 different intersecting roads to that one gas station.
They were all packed out one.
So, like, you having to take turns and let folk 5 hours. 5 hours. Mm-hmm. In the heat. In the heat. You couldn't run your air for real. Cause it's gonna run the gas in the heat.
Huh. But how y'all gonna drop the truck drive? He can't do nothing but put it into the ground. That's all he can do.
I understand what you're saying. But I also understand that their urgency.
Yeah, I get that.
I do understand it. I really do. Cause like y'all don't, I'm telling you, when you end up stuck in that, and even if you don't get hit again, everybody power will be out. Like when you're stuck in that, you are willing to do whatever. Like, whatever to, like, get something. Because you need gas for generators. Because they run off gas. Like.
That's true. Side note. And I don't like to say anything but no big corporate ass business. But I can say one thing. Walmart. Y'all did the thing when it came to Asheville. Y'all sent over 90-some trucks up that way to restock the shelves in them stores.
I'd be scared, personally.
They were all rolling the convoy. They was escorting.
I'm talking about. I know y'all heard that. See what I mean? I don't give a damn. They picking up trash. See what I mean? I pay two more money. But that big dually ass truck be driving across like that.
I think it was 90 some trucks they sent up there.
I think that's really good. I would be scared for the freshness of thine groceries. Honestly, it is Walmart.
It was more so dry goods. Then the fresh trucks.
Some of them be stale too. That's not alleged.
Now, I can't say this, and I can't speak on it much because I used to pull Walmart trailers for a company.
Oh, okay.
But I will say, shop at Publix, Target. Please.
I would say my other two faves, but they've been having some trouble lately.
Also, yeah, I just want to put this out there. When y'all be like, oh, the meat and stuff at other places be better, y'all, it all comes from the same place. I just really want y'all to know that. The Publix trucks, the Target trucks, the Walmart trucks be at the same locations. I just really want y'all to know that.
See, and I won't deny that part, but listen, hear me out.
You think they're getting the better stuff?
It's not a lie. It's not a lie. They have been caught at Walmart putting different tags on the meat when it done expired. When folks return stuff, instead of putting it back, or they don't buy it, they just leave it sitting up there all day and then they take it back there. They have been caught doing that.
I'm on a company.
So, yes.
I can't say much.
Shop at Publix.
I can't say much. If you got a good Winn-Dixie or Coral Winn?
Yes.
Because I'm going to go to that Winn-Dixie up the road.
I'm going to hit me a Trader Joe's or Aldi's every time. But like I said, they've been having some trouble lately. But I'm still going to go. I don't even eat what's been going bad anyway.
Yeah, child.
So that don't matter. To move on. These, I don't even want to blame the fathers because they were women too. They were mothers too. That have an issue with men changing their daughter's diaper. What is that? What is that?
That's my answer. Because I don't know.
A bunch of bullshit is what it is. And again, understanding that people have had traumatic experiences for themselves. Yeah. They've seen something or they've heard something. Yes, I understand that. But if you have any inkling of a feeling that the person you have made a child with would touch
your child,
you need to reevaluate why you chose that person in the first place, because that's not the first time you've had that feeling. It can't be. It just can't be. And I grew up in a house like with my cousins and my aunts and things like that. And when we had, you know, our baby cousins who were girls, they did not allow my other male cousins to change them. I was the only one that was allowed to do so.
Cause she a lady.
That I am. And so it's like understanding, you know, things that they have experienced because they were older women. And so they know that, you know, sometimes children get curious and they make a mistake. But we're talking about an adult.
A grown ass nigga.
A grown man who knows better than to touch a child, especially his child. I hope. My God. My God, today, I hope.
That's crazy. You that got a lot of hope.
They said this is a mustard seed.
Yeah, a lot of faith.
It might be smaller than that, but it's like what my job has taught me is that you want to assume positive intent. I hate that one. I hate that one. I really do. But
your assumptions is crazy.
You really would hope that one wouldn't, even though we know motherfuckers do. Motherfuckers do be having.
Even though he was a stepfather, precious.
Ooh. Well, her mother was touching her too, nasty bitch. Ooh, my God, today. But even for the people who like, oh, they can't bathe with their children. Now, at a certain age, I absolutely understand. Absolutely understand. But like, a toddler, and if you have to think in your head, oh, no, I'm not comfortable with that, you need to reevaluate you or them. But a thought process needs to happen.
I hope. I got choked on that coke.
My God.
A thought process do need to happen.
It needs to happen. But they acting like this and they don't leave no way.
Huh?
They acting like this and they don't leave no way. They don't leave.
They don't. They can go somewhere. But in their head, I have nowhere to go. Mm. Crazy word. Now, But you weird motherfuckers that be on Facebook talking about all this stuff. First and foremost, y'all be weird. Y'all be weird. And y'all have so many opinions. So many opinions.
Loud and wrong.
Loud and wrong.
Loud and motherfucking wrong.
Loud and wrong. Why?
Tell this up top.
My God. My God, today. I had a thought, and I left the thought alone. My God, today.
You sure? You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I had a thought on the other. I just, because if you changing your daughter, or putting your daughter in a bath, and you looking at her, I'm like,
why are we sexualizing children?
That's exactly what I was getting ready to go to.
And see, that's the problem with today's world. We sexualize every single thing.
Yeah, I'll say the gays trying to force stuff on children, that don't make no logical sense to me. It really don't, because I'm just trying to understand, because y'all to go out there, let one of y'all have a son. Oh, he gonna be a heartbreaker when he get older. Oh, put her on them other clothes. She don't need to be out here looking like no hooch mama, sexualizing children, making them grow up fast. But I, as a gay person, am influencing them. Crazy work. Crazy work. I watched all types of stuff growing up on motherfucking TV, and I'm still a homosexual. I make that make sense. But my black gay ass is going to be the reason your child turned out gay. But you in the home abusing your child is the reason why your child is an abuser to the person that they're dating. You sexualizing and touching on your child, or the uncle in your family touching on your child, is the reason why they have molestation thoughts when they get old, and touching on somebody else and passing it down. You are the reason why your why there's a 47-year-old man looking at 18-year-olds because he was touched when he was younger. So he, now he goes back and looks for that youngness and all that other good stuff in the 18-year-old. Because he, it was done to him. So deep down inside, he might not say it, but he feel like he needed to do it to somebody else because it was done to him. Weird ass bitches. But my gay ass is a problem.
My God, today. Dummy hoe.
Anyway.
A tangent. You okay?
Not really.
Oh.
Not really.
It's resting up here.
I don't know what that one is.
It's resting,
it doesn't make
your,
sense.
It's resting on your shoulders.
It doesn't make sense.
That right there struck a nerve.
Because why are we sexualizing children? Which I said my gay black ass is going to sexualize a child. You know how much shit I watched on TV? Weird ass bitches. But stop. And you gay niggas, the 50-something year olds that be proud now on them 18-year-olds, I'm coming for y'all asses next. So what the fuck an 18-year-old gonna do for your old ass? Huh? Fucking pedophile. Rapist.
You need me to call a name or two?
No.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, I'll let y'all sing. I'll let it sing.
I was about to say something bad. Even though we was talking about the whole thing when fathers not changing the daughter's diapers, I was getting ready to say, and for you old ass frat niggas, leave them new babies alone that's coming into these organizations. Let them know. But that's another conversation for another day.
I think that'd be a great panel discussion. You know, make a real college light like back in the day. I'm good 2 or 3 heads here to discuss that.
We gonna need a new interface and my mics.
We can work that on out. We can work that on out, because I think some people might have something to say. Run along with colorism.
You gonna end up hitting a bitch upside the head with that damn mic if we start that conversation, and you know you are.
Oh no. Well, I know the proper thing to do would be to have people who have opposing views. I know that would be a proper thing to do. And I don't give a damn, because this is our show and I don't care about the opposing views. I don't care about those that make sense and that are actually right. Because your opposing view is gonna be dumb. Because there's no right rhyme or reason to be a colorist in any shape, form, or fashion. There's just
no
right way.
You know what we really
gonna need? What's that?
A black motherfucker who only dates white.
You want somebody to get hit so bad. Because it's never gonna make sense. It's never going to make sense. It never will. No amount of bullying, no amount of nothing, it ain't gonna make sense.
I was getting ready to go off on a tangent again, but we got other stuff to talk about.
Yeah,
we gonna table it. Because I'm about to say them people that be, and I just put my business out there, you motherfuckers that be rummaging through the houses of the bath.
Jesus. Can I touch your mama listen to the podcast?
I'm grown.
I mean, yes, but
she'll be alright. I'm gonna tell her by her head, dear Heavenly Father. Yeah. You'll be perfectly fine, sister. I love you. I love you to death, mama. I do.
Oh, God.
But she'll be okay.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. What you gonna say then? What you gonna say?
I ain't gonna say it right now. Okay. You said we're gonna table it. Okay. I'm gonna table it. It's gonna be a special episode for you bitches.
Oh, God.
Because I'm coming. Weird asses. And no, I'm not mad. You bitches just weird.
Okay. Moving up. Oh, Jesus. Moving on. Moving on, who's next? Arlenis.
Girl, how you gonna come on social media? How you gonna make the transition work? Unless you're gonna be like Kehlani and have a team running it for you. Because you do make great music. Yes, you do. But just releasing something without no promo or nothing, it's not gonna work for you.
I agree.
It's not gonna work.
I agree. I think she's a wonderful artist. I really do.
A wonderful artist.
And she's a great songtress.
And you let the bitches have it the other day at One Fest. I just want to let you know that.
Okay, I saw that.
Because they was playing on her time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's experiences like that is what's affecting her so much.
I'm upsetting that it does.
But like, to make the statement that you're just going to completely get off social media like nothing, as if you don't have merch and things like that, and just say, you know, when I release my music, if y'all see it, y'all see it, and that's what'll get out to the masses. No.
It's not how it works.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. It's sad to make the comparison, but y'all are not Beyonce. Okay, y'all are not Beyonce. You can't just pop up here and release some shit and people just gonna see it. They not gonna sense it. I'm pretty sure some of them fans got a tracker in Beyonce's booty hole. I think they listening from up under her wig when she be making these drops.
Man, them motherfuckers be late.
I know they be listening in. Y'all don't have that. Like, let's be honest. Y'all don't have that. And so to just say, you know, it's gonna get out, it's gonna take off on its own. No,
it's not.
No. And I think what has happened for our generation is that social media completely takes over, and so that has become the glue when it comes to celebrities and their fan base. When back in the day, there was a disconnect for a good reason.
It was a very lovely disconnect.
For a good reason. Not saying that you couldn't come in contact with a celebrity any given day, but like, not only do we have parasocial relationships, but some of you really do have relationships, friendships, and things with your fans. Some in a good way, most in a bad way. I almost said her name. I almost said her name.
She's not the only one.
She's not. No, she's not. She's just the worst one. She's just the worst one.
So I got a question. Mm-hmm. Can I get a shot of that liquor right down in this coat?
Twante Toki. Mm-hmm. If y'all looking for a good whiskey, Toki whiskey. It's a Japanese whiskey. Really, really nice. Really smooth, if thine will.
Just a shot, not too much.
Not too much.
Oh. That was not a shot.
That was a shot.
No, that wasn't.
We go in there right now, get one of them shot glasses. That shot right there, fill it to the brim.
That's a double shot glass, no.
Well, you tell Spencer's that, because I bought them from Spencer's.
Take a sip of it. Falling down the steps is what I'm going to do.
My little root beer in there. Don't talk about root beer. Don't do that.
All right, don't do it.
Root beer is a good host.
Don't offer me some damn root beer.
It's a good drink.
Ain't no ice cream around here.
Y'all who like root beer floats is nasty. I want to let y'all know that. Y'all who like shakes is nasty too. Honestly, because why you want your ice cream?
And for
with
that being said, this will be the final and last episode of the Raw and Unfiltered the podcast. Because this bitch is trying me. You gonna let me long? Because I love a root beer float. I love a shake. I love a sherbet and Sprite.
What
That's
the
my
fuck
shit.
Fuck is a sherbet and Sprite?
You never had a sherbet with no Sprite?
Just as sure enough, I just asked you that question. That mean, you know what the hell is that?
Damn, I'm country
as hell.
The sherbet, little ice cream stuff, and you mix it with a Sprite.
Who did it?
My daddy.
Ladies, this is why you don't leave me alone with the kids, because they always having them doing some fuck shit, like eating sherbet and Sprite. That ain't no mixture.
It's a lovely mixture. A lovely one.
That ain't no mixture. That ain't no good mixture.
It was a lovely mixture.
You still eat it?
Yes, faithfully. I get cravings. I get cravings for a lot of things. And I ain't eat. Cool prick.
Sherbet and Sprite. Mm-hmm. A root beer float. That's unnatural.
Anyway.
Call me a boomer. And I know the root beer float started in the booming age. But that right there is a no for me. It's a no for me.
Ari. Because she trying. This motherfucker in the pink hood next to me is trying me.
I just don't think it's well for her to do. Not at this time. If she had the kind of career that had taken off to really put her in places, I would say, yeah, it's doable. It really is. Because it is. It is doable. We see Beyonce do it all the time. We see other artists do it sometimes, too. Like, they don't completely do the whole, like, just pop up, post an album. But some of them do not occupy social media that way all the time. Like, they're not consistent. They're not having conversation. They're not on it. They're not doing lives.
Y'all gonna hate me when I say this. And I know y'all hate hearing these two people names in a sentence together. Taylor Swift do it too.
Do what?
We just release shit. She'll barely promote just release it. But she can do that.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give her that. Absolutely.
She can do that.
I wouldn't take her flowers away. I wouldn't do that. And I wish that, like, and it's because she comes from a different area. Mm-hmm. And so, knowing that social media is a part of our generations, because we have to keep in mind Taylor Swift was like 36. She in her 30s, I do know that. I could be overshooting. But she is a little aged.
34.
Okay, so 40. She is an old gal. And so, I think that may have something to do with it, because social media was like, it was something, but it wasn't something. And so for everybody who's coming out now, having that right there is a causation for it's frustration.
You can make it break you.
And it's breaking her. It is broke her. It's broken her. That and that Rod Wave shit, that broke her. That really broke her. And I hate that for her.
She shouldn't have been there. All right, I know you need the money, but them are the press crash outs that listen to Rod Wave.
Yeah.
Those are the press crash outs. Yeah. And I listen to Summer Walker.
And the throwing stuff. Let me tell y'all something.
Oh, the hell.
Going to these folks' concerts, I don't give a damn who it is. I don't even care if you don't like the performance. But throwing something on that stage, it's so rude. So rude.
If I was next to the person that did, I would have hit him.
Yeah, me too, probably. Because why are you doing that? What was that one white lady? One man. Now, she caught his ass. She ended up suing him. I think he got arrested and she sued him. He threw a cell phone, popped her right out of the eye.
Oh, you talking about... I know who you're talking about. I can't think of that girl's name. What is her name? Was it BB Rex? No, it wasn't BB Rex. It was... I don't know, but she had to go to the hospital and get stitches.
Yeah, because he threw a cell phone at her. Like, that's not funny.
Was it BB Rex?
I can't tell you who it was. I just remember seeing the clip because he clocked. I'm telling you, it was a good throw, too. It was a good throw. He got an arm on him.
Come on, Phil.
Yeah, that way he need to be.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, all right. Sister, I just recommend that you at least allow a social media team to run your account.
Yes.
If you're not on it, which I would, if you're not going to be on it, allow somebody else to be on it.
Yes.
Someone that you trust.
Yes. And a good person to take note from. We see how, it's went with Frank Ocean in these years and not being on social media. And we go up for Frank. But, yeah, look at that. Look at that. I mean, he's supposedly happy with that.
That white boy? See you. Looks for me. What Ari said, I want all the smoke. That need to be. Hey, can we switch that to the theme song? I want all the smoke. Yeah, that'd hit hard. Is the intro or outro? I want all the smoke. Like, come on now.
Maybe. Maybe after we just tore her down like that, damn, that's crazy. We wouldn't tear her down.
We don't tear her down. We just give her, saying, at least have somebody run your page. We ain't tear her down. We ain't saying nothing but good shit about her.
I don't know.
We just said we don't think that's a good idea.
You know, mental health can fix everybody for me. Me and swipe it down. She could swipe it down.
That we talking about her?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still blasting Shea Butter Baby like it dropped yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my shit.
The entire album.
That's my shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You talking about something that goes shooting platinum. That right there. I love her. She's me. Me is her.
Her is you?
I gotta play it tonight, actually. Yeah. I'm finna be on Apex. If you're an Apexer.
What the fuck is Apex?
It's a RPG game on the PS5 and Xbox and on the PC.
Mm-mm. Let me put this out there. I'm a PC gamer. I don't know shit about that.
I believe it's on PC.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's crazy. It is. I need to get back in the game.
It is. So if you're an Apexer, or if you're on that new Dragon Ball Z and you looking for an ass whooping, holla at me. I got you. I got something for you. Built to ass. Maybe not on Apex. Well, we'll be on the same team anyway, so it don't even matter. But on that DBZ, belt to ass. Okay. That's me. Anywho.
Niggas.
Hey, I love a good game.
I'm a Sim gamer. I am. Love me a good Sim.
I don't know what y'all get out of that. We gonna stick right there. I don't know what y'all get out of Sims. They be doing weird stuff. They be setting each other on fire.
Not Sims. As in, I do love Sims, but I'm talking about like game simulators.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
Truck simulators, bus simulators, farming simulators, train simulators. That's my shit. And I guess it's because it makes me think.
Goddamn.
Yes. But it makes me think.
I guess because you gotta what, run the business,
mm-hmm.
grow stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fucking nerd. Okay. Yeah. It's a little bit too much thought. It's too much. It's way too much. Because then you start waiting on stuff. Or at least you'd be on the iPhone. Because I remember, what's that game?
Who'd be on the iPhone?
I remember when I used to play with this farming game on the phone. Then you got to wait for your energy to build back up. And see, by the time I do that, I forgot the game.
See, that'd be on the phone. You ain't got to worry about the energy and all that on no Sim game on the PC. It don't work like that. This is real life. This is basically a real life game.
So you got to sit up there
and run everything like you would run everything.
That's too much work.
Unless you like me and like a good mod and you go steal somebody else's profile off a mod, everything's already done for you. You just do the groundwork. You just do everything else. Somebody else will do the groundwork.
Huh.
I love stealing somebody else's profile.
Huh. When you say steal their profile, you mean?
They put their profile on a mod and you download the mod, okay. Slap it on that motherfucker.
Okay, so it's not you actually ripping it from them.
No, I don't hack anymore.
Oh. Okay.
Because one thing I knew how to do was some shit on that computer.
Good to know. FBI, if you're listening, you may want to do some back research on this bitch. Hacking is crazy.
I used to be in school, and the computers wouldn't work. Mine used to be working. Shut that motherfucker down. Yeah. The Wi-Fi won't connect. It won't power on right. Yeah, switch up one of them codes.
Yeah, I need to investigate this young man.
Why me? Also, this is going to be a lengthy episode. This is going to be over an hour.
Yeah, just a little bit, because we got some things to get into. Especially after we get through these little specifics. We going to get into the politic, you know.
As I pull my 40-inch bus down behind my ear.
Yeah. And then we're going to go into sex ed, because clearly y'all missed it. Clearly. You know, I know a lot of schools didn't have it, you know, but sex ed is a necessity. But we'll get there. Next on the list is Andrew Reese. Angel Reese, I want people to, one, extend some grace. And Angel Reese is another example that we are seeing people in general hold her to a standard as a black woman that they refuse to hold white women to.
And never will.
And it's gotten a little annoying. And I do applaud her for, like, not letting it at least affect her in the public view. Like, you can't see any depression on her. But I can only imagine, like, what she goes through, like, when she has to sit alone and discuss it with her friends and family. Because it is, like, it is hard when it's, like, everybody's coming, like, to you and onto you from every which direction with nothing but criticism. Nothing but criticism. And that's a lot. But in the recent, she made an admission that the WNBA don't pay her bills. Like, and everyone had a problem with her, one, saying that she shouldn't have said that. Like, I don't know what was the issue. And then two, that her rent is like 7 to 8K. And I mean, technically, she is a celebrity. She is someone that needs to be kept safe, a certain type of living that she sees fit for herself.
She's a woman.
She is a woman. And we know these places are going to be high. Like, they're going to be expensive. But, like, to, one, say, well, you know, if they're paying you only 75K, then why would you be living above your means? And, I mean, for a regular person, that would be a great answer. As someone who makes nearly that, that would be a great question, I mean, to ask that. But you wouldn't ask that of an NBA player. And at the same time, you wouldn't ask it for the simple fact that we've seen LeBron do commercials, which you get paid for. We've seen other NBA players like Shaq, Kobe.
Drop shoe lines. Let's not put that out of there.
Right. Other businesses.
Endorsements.
While they're also in the NBA. And so, by what you're saying, is that she shouldn't have to do that if she's in the WNBA. That should just be paying her bills, and she shouldn't be doing all these model shoots and dressing scandalous to take pictures. She's getting paid to do that the exact same way that the men are. And they make twice as much as she does. Even when they were rookies, they made twice as much. But yet they still decided to do more, to bring in more money. And so what is the problem with her doing it?
There's no problem with her doing it. It's just because she's black and a woman. And the WNBA don't get paid much anyway.
They don't. They really don't. Which leads into Shaquille O'Neal, big overgrown ass. You know, a lot can be said for men in general who put on a show to make themselves, I know that's right, to make themselves seem that they are a friend to women.
You got a friend in me.
Especially to young women. Someone who is supposed to care for them, look over them, make sure that they are good, that they are learning what they need to learn. But somehow, some way, that always
sounds like the friend.
Like, oh.
Sorry. Intrusive. That was very intrusive.
Take another drink on that one.
That was very intrusive. I do apologize.
My God, today.
Sorry.
Damn.
Red asses.
Damn. Okay. It always somehow turns sexual with you niggas. With men in general. But that man to sit on that stage and say, imagine, like, if you took some pictures, if you had some pictures taken of you while you was dunking
with a little shorts on,
the shorts all you wanted to wild or not, you could sell that on a t-shirt. You are 50 something going towards your 60. That girl is the same age as your daughter. You have said on record that you see her as a daughter.
And have, you know something, wrong thing to say. Could be a great you know, situation with a different picture of her dunking with something different.
Absolutely.
On a shirt. Maybe not that. Mm. Not that. And you can see she got uncomfortable and irritated real quick.
She did manage to, like, laugh it off, but show that she was uncomfortable, which most women don't do that. Most women, and some men too, when they are made uncomfortable, we laugh things off.
Yeah,
I do that sometimes. I laugh things off out of nervousness. I'll snap, but I'll laugh it off first. But, like, she did, like, show that, I don't want to think about that. That is ill.
Weird.
But it's like, that shouldn't have been done.
Father.
That should not have been done. Now, somebody did make a good point on the Twitter, brought up the dunking thing and was like, well, we know that, you know, women's basketballs are technically smaller, but their goals are higher. Like, their goals are...
Your phone messing with the static.
Their goals is the same height,
right,
you know, as the NBA. Now, some women can dunk, but he was like, if it was lowered, not to be rude, not to be offensive, because people were saying that, you know, that's demeaning them to say you're going to lower their goal. No, it's not. The WNBA is still a business, and if our goal here is to make more money, there's nothing I love to see more, because I've seen it happen in real time. Is a girl dunk, a woman dunk. And so if we can make that more palatable, more doable for them to do, I do agree that maybe that would bring even more traction than we've gotten now. Yes, I understand that they've gotten some views with that little white girl, but she's not that great of a player.
Do they get highlights like NBA players?
Not that much.
They don't even get... Dana, I don't even get the games. They don't get
shit. Not that much. Damn. Not that much. Like, they do some stuff, but not that much. And it is unfair. But that's the type of stuff that would help them.
Yeah.
Like, that would help. It really would.
Yeah.
I can see that. Lowering it just a little bit, because some girls are taller. Some of the women are taller than the others. But, like, for the ones who are, you know, my height, you know, strong 5'9". Shut up. You know, for those of us in that realm, you know.
Barely making up 5 feet.
Excuse me? What's another 5 feet?
You're actually like 4'8".
Let's see.
And this is me getting this motherfucker back for calling me 6'8", 6'9".
Here's the problem. I've earned every bit of this height. I've earned every bit of it. I ain't been 4'8" since my freshman year in high school. I earned every bit of this height.
About short to me.
Well, yeah, you're 6'9". Yeah, of course.
You see how he'll do that again? You see how he...
If I... Let me tell you something. Y'all be wasting height. Because you can tell me, I wouldn't be on that court if I was 6'10". Huh. Bitch, if I was 6'1".
I heard how the height went up again.
If I was 6'1", I'd be out there. Because why not? What else you doing with height? What else you doing with height? Because it ain't in dick.
That's not my story. So.
I know this.
That's not my story. That's not my testimony.
Oh my God.
Everything around here sits.
Oh my God.
Lovely.
Oh my God. Oh my God. My mother listens to this podcast.
I just had to stop you before you got too far.
My God, today.
Mine do too. Praying for them.
I'm taking another sip on that one.
Your mother probably heard worse things, especially come out of your mouth.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. My mother heard me say some things. She just heard me say some things. I'm very honest. That's my bestie. That is my best friend.
In the club.
I tell you that.
We all fam.
That shit is. You know what? I'm not even. On to the next. Aaron Pierre.
Huh?
Aaron Pierre.
What the fuck is that?
A very great actor. He's from the UK. Of course. They're always from the fucking UK.
Is he black?
Technically. I believe he's Caribbean descent as well, like Jamaican or something.
Oh, this man with the nice eyes.
Yes, and he just had the movie on Netflix. They just casted Things him to be to him, wow.
It's the eyes. Picking up, flipping in reverse.
Not you feeling of his eye color.
It's something about the kind of combination that just do something for me.
You said what combination?
That color. You see that brown skin with that eye color combination in that face?
That is a yellow man. Which is still, you know, technically a light skinned man is brown. That is a light skinned man with green eyes.
Let me tell you something. Anybody with nice eyes do it for me. Okay. I'm just one dark skinned man. That's the... That man's eyes was glistening like honey. Looking at me, and I said, "Huh? You trying to go back to my place?" Like, huh? It be the eyes. If somebody got a nice, good set of eyes,
I'm out here when I say this, sister. That is rooted in colorism.
You shut the hell up, because it can't be. It can't be.
Oh God.
It can't be.
Okay.
It can't be. I just like a good set of eyes. It can't be. You're lying to me. You lying to me, and you gonna stop.
It is featurism, which leads back to colorism.
You gonna stop lying?
All right, now, girl.
To me, that's what you gonna stop doing.
I'm telling you, man. It's you featurism.
Gonna, you gonna leave me alone?
Which leads back to colorism. I'm telling you.
You gonna leave me?
I'm just saying. But I know you don't. I know that's not when you're talking to people. I know that is not something you check off a little pretty box about. I can say that. I can't say that.
But I'm going to look. And I'm going to admire.
Amen. As long as it's not a talking point. Amen. But they casted this man as the Green Lantern. And rightfully so, people have an issue with it because the Green Lantern, John Stewart.
I can't find his picture. I was about to show you who I was talking about.
John Stewart, to be exact, is a very important person. Being the Green Lantern in the time period that he became the Green Lantern, because it was during, you know, racial tension, segregation. This was a dark-skinned man. It was noted by the authors, by the writers, by the creators that this has to be a black person, an African-American, a dark-skinned African-American. This was noted by them, that it was important for the role. It was important for the character and what he represented to the world, because it hadn't been seen. And so, while I think he's a wonderful actor and he would do well, he would do very well, we have other actors that are dark that could have filled that spot.
I'm listening. I had a thought.
My God.
Not about that. It was about something else.
Oh, shit.
This is going to be a shock to you because this came to my mind. I just want y'all to let y'all know, this is about to be a two-part episode. It's going to be a great two-part episode. A good cliffhanger. One second. But back to the conversation.
Cliffhanger is crazy as it is. But him being dark, like a dark-skinned man, is very important to the story. Like, it really is. And I just wish sometimes, I know that when we're on the hype of actors, like coming off a really good project, it's easy to want them to play some of everything. It is easy.
But
it shouldn't always be done. Now, I'm not going to act like the opposite has never been done, because it has.
It has.
Angela Bassett played Rosa Parks.
She did.
Rosa Parks
was high yellow.
a little bit more, she would have been passing. She was in the room. She was in the room. And so, like, yes, it can be done, because at the end of the day, an actor is a good actor.
An actor is a good actor. But once it's said that this must be the person, it must stand and hold.
Yeah.
Like Aretha said, it gotta be J-Hood. If y'all would have pulled anybody else instead of J-Hood to play Aretha like Aretha said, it wouldn't have been right.
Well, that's...
It wouldn't have been right.
It was a terrible movie.
It wouldn't have been right.
It was a terrible movie. Did you watch Respect?
I don't want to. It wouldn't have been right.
Why not, sister? Why not? Why not? Tell me why.
Because I respect Aretha. Like we said earlier, Jennifer's voice is heavy, heavy.
Aretha's voice was heavy.
Heavy, heavy.
Aretha's voice was heavy.
Heavy, heavy.
It's them acting skills.
Heavy,
it's
heavy.
It's them acting skills.
I'm going to hold on the vocals.
The vocals weren't the problem. It really
I'm
wasn't.
Going to hold on the vocals.
I promise
I'm
you,
scared.
I watched it. The vocals were not the problem. It was the acting. And here was the problem with the acting. And this is completely off topic. The problem with the acting was it wasn't real. The story that they gave for Aretha was that she was this innocent girl who just so happened to have these kids early in life and date a man who was verbally and probably physically abusive. But she was always this stand-up woman, like, who just so happened to have these issues sometimes and was always willing to help when it came to marching and things. Like, I promise you, that's the story they gave. And that is why, when it comes to the story of Aretha, I prefer the Cynthia Erivo version. Hate her as a person, I sure do. Hate her as a person. But the way they told the story, which was more factual in timeline and things.
Was she alive when it dropped?
No.
Oh.
No. And her family, like, went, they rose hell about it. But it was already in the works. But, like, the way they told the story was the story. Good, bad, and indifferent. It was the story. But the way Respect told the story, you'd have never knew Aretha had some of the God complexes that she had about herself. You would never thought. You think that, you hear that from someone telling a story about her, you think that was a lie by the depiction they gave of her. That, and on top of that, like, Jennifer is from, like, the same place as them. But she had this weird country-ass accent that was not natural. It was so unnatural. And it sounded a fucking mess. It sounded a mess.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it.
But the vocals were vocaling. I will say that. She sung it. She did.
I'm not gonna watch it.
She sung the hell out of them songs.
I'm not gonna watch it.
But Cynthia sung them better.
I'm gonna hang it up.
I'll say that. It's in my prime if you want to see a star. Cynthia's version, not Respect. Not that one. Cynthia's version. I'm telling you. They even had a clip where her mama was singing. Sent me up. Told the story about her daddy having all them outside kids by them women. One of them being a fucking teenage girl in the church. They was telling the story. They was telling the story.
He looks at the camera that doesn't exist.
They was telling a story. Amen. Amen. Anyway, it's very important. It's very important that man be dark skinned. It's important for the story. It's important for us as people. It's important for our black men.
Mm. You know, they probably just like, because he's black. Allegedly.
Yes, he is technically black. But he's not.
Watch where I'm going with it.
He's not a dark skinned man.
You know, who's also technically black?
Kamala Harris. And since we're there, you knew. She's black.
She's black. That's a black woman. That's half a black woman.